Note reference, 19. Adler had returned from rabbinic studies in Germany advocating a form of ethics placed in a universalistic framework. The society was very attractive to many formerly Reform Jews who were looking for a way to express their conviction that ethics were important and yet were interested in loosening or breaking their particularistic ties with Jewish ethnic identity. In this case, particularism means an approach that concentrates on the Jews as a coherent group, in contrast to universalism, in which the primary emphasis is on humanity as a whole. Kohler responded aggressively to Adler and his fledgling movement, finding it essential to reaffirm Reform's commitment to Jewish particularism, expressed in the religious idea of a mission of Israel. Classical Reform stressed that Jews no longer lived in ghettos but in a free society, because this equality was so new. The dream of working, living, and striving together with Christian neighbors to help to make the world a better place, a place of justice and peace, was a central part of the Reform vision. The prophetic mandate to work tirelessly for the rights of the downtrodden was emphasized, and the term prophetic Judaism was used to describe a Reform vision of following the dictates of the prophets to make the world a better place. Note reference.